Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, brought to you by Persona, Persona Nutrition. You can go to mypersona.com for more information and take the free online assessment. The Persona experts cut through the hype and confusion. Imagine supplements personalized to your need. That's what Persona Nutrition does. And we're going to actually talk about some of this as one of the top news stories of the week is implementation strategies for polypills and whether it is precision medicine or a polypill that will be best for you. But first, let me reiterate, this is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. This is 973A. The A's are always the news of the week and what it means to you. The B's, and we have a great guest coming up for you on the B segment. But first, let me tell you about the A segment. And in fact, some of our guests last week, Dr. Paul Stanislaw talked about laser, a new laser that erases tattoos. Gail Gross was the week before, 971B, How to Build Your Baby's Brain. And David Hanscom, one of my favorites, in 970B, Do You Really Need Spine Surgery? He's the author of Back in Control. My all-time favorite, I think, is, well, I've got a couple, one of which was 968B, which is David Sinclair, Why You Age and Why You Don't Have To, and 947B, probably that was back in July, Bottle of Lies, The Inside Story of the Generic Drug Boom, Catherine Eban, who helped expose the generic drug boom, was the guest that week. But today we're in the A segment right now, and we're going to talk about, in fact, the news of the week and what it means to you, and why women are being discriminated against in medicine. I suppose I should tell you that 973B, Sandy Skolnicki is our guest, Beyond Soap, The Real Truth About What You're Doing to Your Skin and How to Fit It In. That is Sandy Skolnicki. But before we get to that, let's talk about the news of the week. The first news, women are more likely to be warned away from surgery careers due to gender. Let me tell you how 50% of women got to be 50% of women in medical school. They're the equal scholastically. They're the equal in every other way. In fact, I was involved in this. It was during the Vietnam War when, in fact, UC Berkeley was closed by Ronald Reagan, the governor at that time of the state of California. I was at UC San Francisco, 1967, and we thought we should march. We'd only been a medical school independent from the Berkeley campus for about 3 years at that point. So we freshman medical students, 134 of us, 14 of which were females, started to march on the front steps of the medical science building at University of California up on Parnassus Heights. And the dean comes running out, says, "Hey, you can't do this. If Reagan finds out about it, he'll close our school. He'll close our school. You can't march here. Come on into my office. I'll give you anything you want." We were only about 30 students marching at that time, so we hustled into his office, if you will, and he said, "What do you want? I'll give you anything you want, but you can't march outside." Of course, we could only march for about 45 minutes that day because we had classes till 12:15 and they resumed at 1 p.m. every day, that was. We had classes from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. with 45 minutes off for lunch, and Saturday was 8 a.m. to 12:45 p.m. straight. So we didn't have much time to do anything but study and go to class in those days. But he said, "I'll give you anything you want." So one of the Alex Stalkup, one of our representatives, who was maybe class president, I can't remember, said, can we have a day to think about what we want? And so we then met in that evening for a short meeting with our two advisors, a guy named Bishop and Varmus. They ended up winning the Nobel Prize, but we didn't know that they were going to be that, and they didn't know that they were going to do it, although that's what they wanted to do all along. It was their normal plan, and they were going to find the retrovirus, if you will, and how DNA repairs itself. But in any case, it changes itself. In any case, they were our advisors. We came up with the idea of 50% of women should be, 50% of medical school admissions should be medical, should be females rather than 10%. We presented that to the dean the next day at lunchtime, he said. It was in his room, wasn't our lunchtime or his, we just were meeting. And he said, done. And the next class we admitted, which I think was the class of 73 at UCSF, you can look it up, was 50% female. He stuck to his word, and other schools copied. And by, at that time, only two medical schools or three were had women in them, and any greater than 10%, that was the women's medical colleges. And that's how it happened. But women are more are warned away from surgery due to gender now, probably not correctly, and they're more likely to be warned away than men because it's thought that they want to have families and more free time, etc. Now we should make it such they're just as good. Do your passion. John Roberts was asked, I think it was by David Rubenstein, what's your passion? And did you always want to be chair of the or the chief Supreme Court judge? And he said, no. And so he said, did you always want to be a judge? And he said, no. Did you always want to be a lawyer? And he said, no. He said, what'd you want to do? He said, I wanted to go major in history. And what happened? He said, my mom said history majors don't make much money. And when I was in my second year at Harvard majoring in history, I took a cab from Cambridge to Logan Airport, and I asked the driver how long he'd been driving, and he said 8 years. And then I asked him what he did before that, and he said he was a history major at Harvard. That got me to go to law school. Anyway, I don't believe that. I think you should follow your passion. Judge Roberts is able to do his passion, but that was the point of David Rubenstein's talk. To, in fact, follow your passion. The brain benefits of reading and writing, that is another thing that David Rubenstein talked about. He's the one of the founders of Carlyle Group. But he said, you know, 20% of Americans who graduate from college never read a book after college. Because of my radio show and the fact I get to interview guests, I read about 52 books a year. He reads many more than that, I think. But in any case, the point we're bringing up is that another 20% of Americans can't read at all. And that's the group that really needs help. So if you want to volunteer, want to feel good about doing something good, you should do something. If that's your passion, teach people how to read or teach or read a book to people.
More of You, the Owner's Manual, coming right up. But let's take a moment to talk about your health. Dr. Roizen will tell you that a common question he gets asked often is what vitamins he likes, what he recommends. Without knowing more about their needs, that question used to be almost impossible to answer. Now, however, it's easy. Go to personanutrition.com/Roizen and take your free assessment. It's a smart and easy way to get personalized supplement recommendations. The Persona Assessment is backed by the latest nutritional research and the expertise of Persona's Medical Advisory Board, which consists of 8 nutritionists, a pharmacist, and 5 medical doctors, including Dr. Michael Roizen. All the latest scientific data and nutritional research put into one supplement program personalized for you. Just take the 5-minute assessment to get your free recommendations based on your goals, lifestyle, allergies, special diets, and prescription meds. Convenient vitamin packs are delivered to your door each month. Whether you want to sleep better, have more energy, or simply stay as young as you can, go to personanutrition.com/Roizen and get 50% off your order today. Half off now at personanutrition.com/Roizen. That's R-O-I-Z-E-N.
Another story this week is, and perhaps the most major focus is, should we be using a poly pill for preventing cardiovascular disease? Poly pill prevented about a third of cardiovascular disease in some large studies. That is, decreased the risk in these studies from about 9% of the population over a four-year period in this 50 to 60-year-olds to about 6%, decreased it by 30%, and people adhere to it much better than they do when you prescribe them a blood pressure pill and a statin pill and an aspirin, etc. That is, they follow it much better. And so the question is, are we going to one pill fits all or precision medicine where we measure your genes? Well, it turns out for a lot of things, and you hear me talking about getting the 6 plus 2 normals, you get to the 6 plus 2 normals and you radically change your risk of chronic disease by about 80 to 90%, someplace between 80 and 90%. So get a normal blood pressure, a normal LDL cholesterol, normal fasting blood sugar, a body mass index that's not obese, still in the overweight category is fine. No cotinine, no tobacco end products in your urine. Do a stress management program, see a primary care physician, and get your immunizations up to date, and you'll reduce your risk of chronic disease by 80 to 90%. Next story, mailing home HIV tests helps detect more infections. This is a very interesting story. The HIV tests were mailed to high-risk men in a randomized group of 2,600 of them from social network and music sites. They either were told to get HIV tests, and the overall, more than the free tests, they were sent 4 free test kits. And in that group, 34 HIV infections were detected versus 11 in the other group. And if you will, it was they more than 50% got the tests in the male group, and 70% who got the positive tests actually sought treatment. So maybe sending home tests to people at high risk groups is a good thing. The next story that we should tell you about and what it means to you is, but what it means to you is, if you're in a high risk group, get tested. And if you get tested, then get treated. This is, you turn it into a chronic disease. We'd rather you didn't have any chronic diseases, but turn it into a chronic disease. Doctors are taking away opioid prescriptions from a growing number of patients. Is it too much? Well, it looks like more than 100,000 people who were enrolled in both commercial insurance and Medicare Advantage programs, that there are a lot of tapering going on in this group. And if this is the model group, maybe we're actually going too far. Placental pills. Some moms are taking them. Is there a risk? Yeah, you got to get them sterilized. If you're going to do it, get them in pill form and get it after they've been sterilized. Don't eat them raw. There's a passage of diseases, and they catch a lot of diseases in time out. So in time, they're out of the womb and going through the birth canal, etc. It's called the afterbirth. Don't do it without getting it sterilized. Next story that has meaning for you for this week is one on that, how accurate is your heart rate monitor? Remember, we want you to get your heart rate for 20 minutes 3 times a week into the range that is best for you for reducing your risk of chronic disease. 3 times a week for 20 minutes at 80% of your age-adjusted max, which is 220 minus your calendar age. It probably is 220 minus your real age. So do take the real age test and find out if you're younger and older, and then get 220 minus your real age. Check with your doc beforehand. But how accurate is your wrist-based heart monitor? Not perfect, but pretty good until you get over 65% of your age-adjusted heart rate maximum. So you're going to have to get one of those Polar straps. Polar is still the standard in that, get a Polar strap and look at your real heart rate if you really want to get healthy. One of the most interesting studies of the week, which talks to us about our microbiome, we're going to learn a lot more. That's the bacteria in and on you. They exist because you let them, and that's a good thing. But it turns out that you want a diverse amount of bacteria, diverse genres, meaning different species. The more different species you have, the longer you live, it turns out. Well, it came out that quitting smoking increases the diversity. Smoking actually decreases your diversity. So does vaping. If you will, I don't know whether some, I don't like the inflammation that vaping and smoking causes, but in fact, when you quit smoking, you increase the diversity. We don't know what that means, but it's another reason to quit smoking, because more diversity means you're going to live longer in general. Can you do high-intensity interval training? That's what, going to your maximum for, say, 20 seconds every 2 minutes, 20-second max, and then a minute 40 at a lesser intensity of exercise. When you do that, 220 minus your age, high heart rate. And the answer is almost everyone can in this experiment. You got to work up to it, make sure your doc says it's okay for you, but most of us can do that. What's the best thing you can do to lower your risk for type 2 diabetes? Don't smoke, don't drink alcohol, exercise regularly, eat a diet that is free of simple carbohydrates, simple sugars, added syrups, and more fiber. Do you binge eating at night, and why? Yeah, people who, once they start binge eating, keep binge eating at night because the hormones change. Remember, the key to weight loss is to eat in tune with your circadian rhythm, eat in tune with the sun. So you only want to eat when the sun is out. And remember, don't stereotype food. You can have a salmon burger for breakfast or cold pasta, even better, because cold whole wheat pasta turns into a resistant starch or fiber-like substance. That's the keys for this week. Let's review the major stories. Go for your passion when you go for a job. Read as much as you can. It helps your brain and decreases dementia. But 20% of Americans, 20% of college graduates don't read a book after college. And 20% of all Americans can't read at all. So teach someone to read. If you want to be a volunteer, that's a great thing. Placental pills, make sure they're sterile. We don't know of any benefit. And remember, all of us can do high-intensity interval training. If you do it, it's that strap watch that is probably more accurate at getting you your right heart rate. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. This has been 973A. We are brought to you, as usual, by Persona. I'm excited that Persona Nutrition is our sponsor. If you're confused about vitamins, Persona experts cut through the hype and confusion. You can visit mypersona.com, take the free online assessment, and talk to a nutritionist there to find out what can be customized to your needs. Go to mypersona.com. Thanks very much for listening. Luis, thanks for engineering, and especially you for downloading us. Remember, we have great guests. Last week, Dr. Paul Stainslaw, board-certified facial, plastic, and reconstructive surgeon in Avon, Connecticut, talked to us about the laser erasing tattoo regrets. That's right, you can get your tattoos now erased much better than you could in the past due to a new laser. He talked to us about that in 972B. And, of course, my favorites, 968B, David Sinclair, about why you age and why you don't have to. And 947B, Catherine Eban, talking to us about Bottle of Lies, a great book on the uncovering of the generic drug, if you will, industry and drug boom, and some of the problems with it. By the way, I should tell you that 971B was Dr. Gail Gross, How to Build Your Baby's Brain, a great gift. If you're looking for a gift to do with those gift cards, it's a great gift for Christmas, especially, or for the holidays, especially if someone is pregnant or has a young under the age of 3 or 4 child. Thanks very much for listening. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen, You the Owner's Manual, Radio Podcast 973A, again brought to you by Persona. Thanks again.